But Orange Chapel is a different kind of church, and some of you already can see that. Not real traditional, and you know, it's not good to be like everybody else. Man, when Saul went through and killed all the preachers, he killed all the preachers that had on the same thing. But there was one preacher that lived, because he was dressed a little bit different. That's why I wear Dickies and house shoes every once in a while. But I want to look like everybody else. Y'all crazy. Amen. But you know, there is a word from the Lord. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn with me to a very familiar passage of scripture. It comes from the 23rd book of Psalm. 23rd book of Psalm. Psalm 23. And we're going to look at the fourth stanza of the 23rd book, Psalm. Try to help somebody this morning. Amen. We there, say amen.
Amen.
You still looking? Say, wait a minute. Woo-wee, y'all quick. Well, everybody get that 23rd Psalm. I bet I say, Daniel, oh, where is that? Put it in my Bible. Third John. I didn't know it was a third John. Psalm 23. Psalm 23 and 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thus says the reading of God's words. You may be seated. Eternal God, our Father, we come, Lord God, as humble as we know how, thanking you for life, health, and strength, Father God. Thanking you for this day. Thanking you for your word, Father God. Thanking you for this glorious and magnificent Mother's Day, Father God. Lord, we pray blessings upon each and every family that's represented here, each and every individual. Father God, we pray right now that as I come to deliver what you have sent to these people, Father God, that you would just destroy self right now and build me up in your spirit, Father God. Lord, give me the words to say. Lord, give me the wisdom to preach your word, Father God. Lord God, I ask you right now to forgive me for my sins, those that I committed that I knew of, and Father God, those that I knew not. Lord God, if I'm too high, I ask that you would lower me, but if I'm too low, Father God, please lift me up on a plane of existence on which you would have me to speak on this day. Lord God, I ask you to just dip me down into the deep treasures of your word. Lord, that the people would not hear me, but they would hear you. They would not see me, but they would see you. Lord God, again, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this gathering. Lord God, and we just want you to know that we love you today. And Lord, and we can't wait to see you again. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen, and thank God.
Amen.
Amen. My brothers and sisters, if you'll give me a few minutes today, I want to talk about subject I like to use is don't be afraid of dark. Well, y'all got quiet. Somebody, you say amen. That's a good one. Don't be afraid of the dark. How many of you, when you were a small child, some of y'all grown folks are still afraid of the dark? Anybody afraid of the dark? You want to be honest with us? Thank you, Rachel. All right, sister on the back. Yes, sister in the middle. Some of us are afraid of the dark. Some of us, when we were children, we had a nightlight because we were afraid of the dark. Amen. Some of us had to sleep with our favorite teddy bear because we were afraid of the dark. And we felt like we had a little teddy. Well, that don't sound right. Next to us, then everything would be all right. If you had teddy next to you, you'd feel all right. If you had Leroy next to you, you'd feel all right. But so many of us, my brothers and sisters, were afraid of the dark. Afraid of the dark. Some of us thought it was a boogeyman. You know, I don't even think they call it a boogeyman no more. Boogeyman in the closet. Freddy Krueger in the closet. Jason. Ooh, how many of y'all saw Candyman? Ooh-wee.
Afraid of the dark. Candyman was right.
Helen.
I never seen a black villain before. That messed me up. I could deal with them white boys, but that brother, that hook, Candyman was right. Afraid of the dark. I was in high school when Candyman came out. I think me and Candy went to the movies over in Commerce. I said, we can leave if you want to. And I was half grown. DQ slept with the light on. Turned the closet light on. Dad, you want to sleep with me tonight? See, we big old boys in the bed together. Afraid of the dark. You know, but my mama taught us, boy, don't be afraid of the dark. Ain't nothing gonna bother you. Don't nothing want you. And as Christians, my brothers and sisters, sometimes we get in the dark. Woo! Sometimes in the family, we end up walking and all of a sudden we feel it's dark. We can't see nothing and we can't see nobody. But you feel like you're all alone. Scared of the dark. Got some folks can't be still in church. Moving place to place because get a little dim, get a little dark. Ain't got to move. Oh, nah, God has delivered me from this place. But my brothers and sisters, the dark is very important. The dark is very important. I hate to tell you that this morning. How many of us would appreciate this beautiful day if we hadn't had experience last night? Somebody lost their keys. They said, wait till daylight. I just go and retract myself. I think I was out in the yard picking flowers. After chopping in the flower garden, I'm going out there and see if my keys out there. When the light, that's good stuff. I can stop right there. Y'all know where I'm going with this. Give me a hard 10 minutes and we out of here. David wrote. Sister Roberta said, 10 minutes? That's my girl right there, boy. She loves me to be long-winded. But I got some of my famous chicken on at the house, and it's cooking by itself. I'm going to have to get back and check on it. I'm cooking Mother's Day. Amen. Lord, watch over my chicken. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Because if my chicken is burned when I get home, I'm going to be hurt. So y'all ain't going to keep me up here all day now. I said I was going to be done at 12:15. No, that ain't going to happen. 12:15. David wrote, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He made me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still water. Sounds like some things my mother told me. He maketh me to lie down. My mother made me lay down a lot. When I was young, boy, get in there and lay down. Ain't nothing wrong with you but sleeping. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. See, as long as mama was around, I had everything I needed. As long as daddy was around, I didn't have no wants. Woo, that's good stuff. We ate every day. Might not have been what we wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? The Lord blessed us so much that we didn't want what mama cooked. We had granny that lived up the street.
Yeah, that's right.
Granny, what you cook? We could go to granny's house and eat. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. You see all of that direction? He making me to lie down. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we get so caught up in moving around. Sometimes we just need to lie down. We need to rest. We need to chill. Somebody's getting some rest right now. Your mind has been going crazy all week long. Rest. Lay down. Listen to this bedtime story. Don't be afraid of the dark. David keeps on walking. He said, he restored my soul. He leading me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yeah.
Did your mom ever tell you anything wrong? Leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And then it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow.
Yeah.
The valley. It gets dark in the valley. Anybody been in the valley?
Huh.
Woo! All of us, my brothers and sisters, have been in the valley.
Mm.
We've been in the valley. In the valley. The hood is the valley. The street corner is the valley.
Yeah, that's right.
That abusive relationship is the valley.
Yeah, that's right.
That dead-end job is the valley.
That's right. That's right.
That Negro that keep putting his hands on you that's in the valley.
That's right.
Yea, though I walk through the valley, penitentiary is the valley.
Yeah.
Sometimes preaching is the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Preaching to a bunch of folks who don't want to hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But I thank God I'm not in the valley. Let me tell you something about the darkness and the valley. That's not a place that we were meant to stay. Yea, though I walk through. Is that what your Bible says? Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death. See, what happens is when we get in the dark, when we get in the valley, we stop. Say, ah! Don't touch me. Y'all been to haunted house. Don't go in the haunted house with me because I hurt you. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. You hurt the people. They just doing the spook house. You done hurt somebody. Yea, though I walk through. You got to go through the darkness. You got to go through the midnight. You got to go through the valley. Some of us are so caught up in the mountaintop. I went up on the mountaintop. Martin Luther King went on the mountaintop. What did he say? I looked over and he saw a whole bunch of stuff, didn't he? That's what he said. But you know what? The mountaintop is not meant for you to stay forever. Ooh. Anybody ever been on the mountaintop? Check this out. Oh man, I need some more time this morning. Chicken gonna burn up. The mountain. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So the opposite of the mountain is the valley, right? It's cool to go to the mountain. Because when you go to the mountain, you can see the valley. The mountain was never meant for us to stay forever. It's meant for us to see afar off. Y'all with me? Say, where you going with this, preacher? Okay, when I was a kid, we went to Colorado Springs. We went up on Pikes Peak. A matter of fact, I'm going to take my kids there this summer because Colorado Springs is a great vacation. If you know, just public service announcement for you if you want to go on a family fun field vacation. But on Pikes Peak, my brothers and sisters, when you get on top of that mountain, it's over 14,000 feet. And it's snow in July on top of Pikes Peak. And you better not breathe too much because you'll get short of air. If you got asthma, you don't need to go on top of Pikes Peak because you're going to struggle. But you can see all the way from Colorado 500 miles into Kansas. See, the mountaintop is to view and see what's going on. Are y'all with me? See where you can go. See where you can be. And then you come back down to the regular land. See, the level land, my brothers and sisters, is meant for us to live on. But you know what? It's okay to go to the mountain, but it's also very important to go through the valley. Are y'all with me? All right, I'm going to close this thing out. I think y'all got it. My brothers and sisters, we have to understand that in Scripture, in the Bible, never, ever, ever tries to hide the dark shadows of life. Y'all, there's some dark stories in this book. Amen? How many books is in the Bible? 66? Uh-oh, I got news for you. There's 67 books in the Bible because there's your chapter. Woo, hallelujah, somebody. My brothers and sisters, not even death should stop us, amen, from our progress, from our forward motion. Are y'all with me? The scripture 23:4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, for thou art with me. Who's with us? God is with us. This is what David is saying. Yea, though I go through the valley. Y'all know David fought all the time. David always had some stuff going on. And the Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. A man after God's own heart. You know what? David did some messed up stuff. Everybody want to talk about Bathsheba. He did more than Bathsheba. But he was still a man after God's own heart. Because every time David messed up, every time he went through the valley, every time he was in the valley, he was on his knees. He said, Lord, Lord, I need to talk to you. I'm in the valley. Lord, I need to come see about me. The Bible also says that David encouraged himself. When you're in the valley, you have to encourage yourself. I remember being scared. I was a scary child. Ah, mama! You see all kind of stuff. but at some point, you got to encourage yourself. And when stuff scares you, you say, no, I got to keep moving. Because there's light on the other side. So many of us get so, we're in the darkness. Oh my goodness, y'all. Yea, though I walk through the valley. Another version of the Bible says, yea, though I walk through the darkest valley. Darkest could mean a lot of things. The valley could mean health. I look at my mother, she's dealing with health issues now. You know, being able to run and play basketball. When I was a kid, if you could get by my mom in the kitchen with a basketball, you had some handles. Because she would D anybody up. I mean, she played physical too, hand checking, hitting. Oh, mama. Well, I got a full scholarship because I could get by. When I could get by mama, I could get by anybody. But yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, this is good stuff, y'all. I'm preaching better y'all saying amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, the comfort. You know what mama told me? She said, son, you don't have to be scared of nothing. You know why? Because me and your daddy in the next room over. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. My brothers and sisters, wherever you are in your life, whatever's going on in your life today, right now, there's no need to fear. Because God is going to take care of you. Because just like mama told me, she was in the next room over. He's right next to you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Another version of the Bible says, you follow closely behind me.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, isn't that good?
Yeah, that's good.
You follow closely behind me. There's a story of a young man, a young Indian boy. When they come of age, they would send him out in. They would send him out into the woods, out into the wilderness, alone. You had to spend the night out in the middle of the woods by yourself, Darren. No weapons, no guns, no nothing, no pepper spray. No stick, no nothing. Send him out in the middle of the woods, you had to survive all night long. Little boy goes out, says, it's time to be a man, young man, we're gonna send you out. Goes out in the woods and storm rolls up, it starts to rain. Then he stops raining and he gets over there and he's freezing cold and then he sees a panther approaching. Oh, what am I gonna do? Panther runs away. Sir, later he's there in a little while. He thought he saw something. There's nothing. He's there, then a bear. Bear comes out. Y'all like that? Let me do it again. Glad we got the kids in the back. They be scared right now. See, preacher got my baby having nightmares. Bear comes up. He said, I don't know. What am I going to do? Bear runs off. Morning comes, Darren, and he's feeling good about himself. He survived the night.
Yeah.
I'm a man now.
Yeah.
He's been hugging his tree all night long. Gets ready to walk off. His father was behind the tree the whole time. Every time something approached, his father stepped out from behind the tree. I'm here. This is my boy. I got him. When we're in the dark, my brothers and sisters, understand that he's always with us. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Even when you feel like you've been sent out all by yourself, you have to know and understand that he's with you.
That's right.
He will never leave you nor forsake you. He said it in his word.
Yeah, that's right.
Then, when I became a father, I had to get creative because guess what? My children were afraid of the dark too. And I'm done. Y'all get ready. Don't pack your stuff up. We finna go home. I ain't gonna hoop and holler. Somebody said, what? Hey, man. No, I'm not. Hollered at too much. Alright. Had to get the point over better, right? And y'all get excited, forget all the good stuff I said at the first, because I did that. I'm gonna do it next Sunday, y'all best believe it. Y'all know how I roll. But with my kids, I took it to a whole nother level, Brother Marcus. I took it to a whole nother level because my kids scared of the dark too. And you know what? You know what I started doing? I said, you know what? God, what y'all scared of? What, is something in this closet? Got me a water bottle. I'm going to help y'all with your scary kids. Got me a water bottle. Put a little food color. I said, this right here is monster spray. I ain't trying to teach y'all no voodoo or nothing like that. This is a monster spray. You put this in bed with you. Before you go to bed, there's a little bit of rain, go in the closet. Well, they want to spray the closet, get the monster out of the closet. He can't stand there with that. They said, really? That's that? Yeah, it works. Little monster spray. And you know what? That's something that they had with them when they were growing up, you know, as little kids. And my brothers and sisters, we had the Holy Spirit with us at all times. Amen? Amen. We just got to activate it. We got to activate. We got to know what we have. My brother, you have everything that you need, because you know what? In the valley, nothing's going to hurt you in the valley, because you belong to Him and He's right there with you. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You have the Word. Amen. You have the Holy Spirit. And you also have preachers and teachers that are trying to teach and preach and help you. There's no reason for us to get in the valley and fall out. There's no reason for us to get in the valley and turn around. So many of us get in the valley and we quit.
That's right. Yeah.
You don't even enjoy the rest of the spook house. Y'all know what this life is? You said a man's life is of a few days and full of trouble. That's what the Bible says about life.
Yeah.
So guess what, y'all? This ain't nothing but a spook house. And you know what's so cool about the spook house is it looks scary.
Yeah.
They look ugly. Ooh, this gets the real ugly. Y'all, life gets ugly.
Yeah.
And there's some ugly people in life.
Yeah.
But as long as you stay focused on...
Yeah.
Big Dad, open up that door for me. Open up that door right there. Look at that. Look at that light. I might have... Y'all can make faces at me all you want to, because that's all the spook house can do. Don't be afraid of the dark.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy, y'all, but I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen this morning. Do I need to hoop it? Because in life, see, I get right here, and Brother Ray mean mugging me, looking crazy. Ugh. Brother Ron done pulled a gun. It's fake. It ain't even a real gun. I'm still rolling.
Yeah.
It's a spook house.
Yeah.
You know somebody else? I'm going to keep rolling.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all missed that one, didn't you? That's what this life is. Yea, though I walk through, you got to walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. The valley of the shadow of death, it didn't say it was death, it said shadow of death. The valley can't kill you, but if you quit, you may die of a heart attack. That's why when they start doing stuff and talking crazy and acting a fool with me, guess what I do? I just walk through, bro. Because guess what? You can't touch me. You can't do nothing to me.
Amen.
How many of y'all been to the scary house at the wax museum and almost hurt yourself? They wax figures. He can't move. You about to hurt somebody. Holding on to your mom and dad, they got a bad back. You done hurt them. Don't be afraid of the dark, people. Amen?
Amen.
Let me tell you something now, and I'm gone. Everybody in here, we've been through the valley, and our valleys are different. Amen? You know, I'm in the valley right now because I wish I knew how to make my mama's knee stop hurting. Oh, y'all, it hurts me to see my mama hurt. It hurts me to see my mama hurt. I went to see a lady in Roxton on yesterday, and she just had back surgery. And she sat there and cried because she said, I'm sick of sitting in this chair, and every time I move, I can't move, and I feel like my back is thick. I hurt for her in the valley. You know, when y'all are going through things, it puts me in the valley. But guess what, y'all? Let's keep rolling. Amen? When one of our members gets in trouble and they pitch it, and they in the newspaper because they got arrested, it puts us all in the valley, but let's keep moving. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For what? For thou art with me. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they will comfort me. Woo! See, his rod and his staff. So guess what? I ain't got to do no fight. Boy, he's in front of me. He's behind me. He's on both sides of me. He's all over me, and he's keeping me alive. Y'all remember that song? So guess what? When I'm walking through in a spook house, in a spook house of life, you know, racism, that's spooky, ain't it?
Yeah.
Oh, he's, you know, call us all them words and stuff. You know what's crazy? Now white people, they discriminated against. It ain't just us.
Yeah.
Everybody feels it now.
That's right.
Everybody in here has been a victim of racism. No matter what color you are, I'm being real with you.
That's right.
I know some racist black folk.
Yeah, that's right.
Shoot. And Tony said, sure right. I've been dealing with y'all a long time. Yeah, y'all a trip. But as long, y'all, guess what you got to do when you're going through the spook house, when you're going through life, you got to keep your composure. Key mama, you got to keep your composure. When they tripping up the job, keep your composure. Because guess what? He said, thy rod and thy staff. Guess what? He got the weapons. Woo! Yeah. Gary, he got the weapon. Bring your 38 to church. You don't need that. God got the weapon. Can you need to go check on that chicken, baby? So, Lord, what you put it on? Huh? Oh, geez, 300, Lord Jesus, okay. Okay, I gotta get it, I gotta, okay, let's get back focused so I can close this out. He's got the weapons. Y'all with me? He's got the weapons. Because we get in trouble when we start hitting the people in the spook house. You just picked up a charge. People, they just want you to have a good time. You know, it's part of going through the spook house. Y'all don't know where this came from. I promise this was not. Somebody get what I'm talking. I wish it was October. It would be perfect. But he said, thy rod and thy staff. He said, I got the weapons because guess what? He can't arrest me. Life can't arrest God. Ooh, and will you let him fight your battles? Problem with preachers. Preachers want to fight with the deacons. I'm not fighting with these deacons. Ron started tripping with me. Guess what? God got me covered. Rod staff come for me. Bam, bust him upside the head. I'll keep rolling. And then he's not going to blame me for hitting him. Somebody else, who hit me? God hits you, boy. You better leave the preacher alone. You know, y'all cooking grits for your husband and all that stuff. He ain't going to hit me no more. I'm sick of this. Pouring hot stuff on people. You better let God fight your battles. Shannon, we got a white girl. He said, what's grits? What's that? She lost as an Easter egg up in here. She like, what? They really burn people? Hey, your sister will burn a brother. Yes, ma'am. Well, let God fight your battles. Amen? Are y'all with me this morning? When Jesus Christ went to the cross, to die for our sins, to shed his blood for the remission of our sins, Darren, while you back there tripping out, when he went through, he could have killed everybody. But instead, he just kept going. He kept walking. They spit on him. They lied on him. They made stuff up. His homeboys turned their backs on him. The disciples scattered. Judas betrayed him. Woo! Guess what? I got some Judases up in here and I know it. Yep, they have been identified. Whatever you must do, do it quickly. That's what Jesus told them. They have been identified, DQ. Because you know what? God fights my battles. That's why I know. I know now. I've been wondering who it was. Now I know. And knowing is half the battle. And God's going to fight the rest. Amen? He hung, bled, and died for the remission of our sins. He fights our battles for us. Do not be afraid of the dark. Look at your neighbor and say, do not be afraid of the dark. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Woo! And guess what? He's the nightlight. He's the bug spray. He's mama coming in to check on you. He's all that. He's a teddy bear. He's the brother that come on, brother, man, get the bed with me. I'm scared tonight. He covers all of that. Amen? Are y'all with me? Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Thank God for today. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. If there's anybody in here today that has never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we bid you to come right now. Give your life to him. And while you're going through this life that's like a spook house, guess what? You can just walk right through. Amen?